Are there any additional words that Ian can say regarding what took place at CERN? I'll put it that way. I won't ask
yeah.
any basic kindergarten questions.
Jin, where they have the machine that picks up the bodies, you know, when they fall. Jin that rolls along and scoops the body up. That one. That's an example.
That was that robot that was shoveling, like that would use a conveyor belt.
Picking up the body. Yeah.
And it looked like it also was a scanner, Ion. Was that something to scan the body?
No, it doesn't scan it. It just stacks them. Because it doesn't look very big, but once you compress them, you can put a bunch in there because it's just matter. It's just matter. Carolyn would say it's just enzymes. It's just enzymes.
Okay, Ion, at the end of that TikTok, they scooped, they had two examples of scooping two guys inside of it, but then they made a flash to like they were looking at some type of board that looked like a scanner.
It was a compression element that compresses them and getting them ready for spam, for treat meat, for treat meat for the aliens.
Mm. Bert, what is your topic here? What are you talking about? What was the robot? Why was
there
the word robot said?
There was a TikTok of a robot type apparatus that had like tank tracks or, you know, tracks, and it would scoop up bodies inside of it. There was a TikTok.
And the conveyor belt, bodies laid on the yard, you'd drive up to it, and then it would start running, it would scoop under a little bit, and then the conveyor would pick the body up and run it into the little machine, and it would stack it up, and it would flash it, and then compress it, and then do another one, and another one, and do another one.
So that was a compression machine. And Ion, was that was created in China, right? That's what appears that was
of
China.
Of course. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, I started to arrange, the TikToks on curiosity versus, order of.
Are you going to do the three exotic particles found at CERN?
Yes. Okay, we can touch on that. Did they actually experience these three new quarks?
Yeah, they did.
Tetraquarks?
Yes, they did. But you have to be careful because they're not using the right words. But it's okay words, but it's an excuse for what you're fixing to see.
They got that from my chart, right? They got tetrad and pinpad from my chart there, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Check that. You asked that. Don't go by me. Yeah. You ask about that.
They don't go by Bob.
They pull those names from Bob's chart?
Of course they did. They're trying to cut the man's head off and drop them famous cookies in the goddamn reactor the last time they cranked that motherfucker up. They can't quite catch him.
So that was a wink to Bob then. The pentaquark and the tetraquarks was a wink-wink to say, hey, Bob, we know about you.
Yeah. And then they set up and they say, here we go with 16-0.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ian, but you said that they're not the correct names. Can you go into that?
Because it's just those are placeholders for explaining the unexplainable. You can't calculate it. You can't navigate this position. It's not possible. So to do it this way, it gives you a chance to go, okay, here's a marker in the sand to say, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm thirsty. Oh, I've had too much. Oh, I need some more. Oh, I need to go to the bathroom. Those words.
Okay, Ian, is that related to what you warned us about in the last show on July 2nd that it would be like...
Say the words again now. Bob didn't hear you.
Is that related to what you warned us before on July 2nd about that it will be like standing on a building and jumping off and it takes 3 weeks to fall? Is this like the beginning of what's coming with these?
It's already happened. We'd say it's already happened. It's already happened. I mean, this becomes kind of like a foolish conversation because we've said all the words already. And now we're re-saying words, and everybody's surprised or astounded or thrilled or upset or. And now Jackie has realized that he can have more than one orgasm a week, and he doesn't know what to do with himself, you know? It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The most, the really hot one, and luckily the video didn't show it, there was an iPhone video of multiple explosions in the sky.
Yeah.
Was there some form of battle taking place?
No, no. That's the reaction. That's the reaction that's getting started when we told you that the sky was going to burn. Remember, they thought it was an atomic bomb, and they thought it was this, and they thought that, and then they realized it wasn't that at all. And they were just recording it, and it's like, it's a bomb, it's a bomb, it's another bomb. It's like, this is it. No, see, that's in getting ready. That's the accelerant of the AL2SO4. Do you remember the canary in the coal mine conversation?
Yes.
What do you know about that?
Well, the canary is, you know, a place in the coal mine to let you know that the environment or the air is good.
Well, if it falls, that means there's bad air or gases that, like a carbon monoxide that you can't discern. It lets you know that that's the case. All right, so the canary in the coal mine is the leading economic indicator of what's going on. You see?
Can you disclose the location of where that took place, Ian?
Not going to do it.
What was in the sky, Bert? What was in the sky that you just brought up this topic 2 minutes ago?
Fire.
Looks like
fire.
Guy thought it was nuclear attack. Right. There was like four or five explosions in the sky. And
well, now,
like,
you're laughing, but it was exactly like that. The mushroom cloud and the whole nine yards, and Bob giggling. Listen to Bob giggling, and the light would respond. It's like this big mushroom cloud, and they see Bob giggling like a
It's going to be a great natal day in Dartmouth this year, Bert.
The hell in Halifax. That's the one. That's right. So, so that's an example of the environment, the same thing that blew up the Georgia touchstones, which have now been completely eviscerated, by the way.
Okay.
It's as though they never were now.
So, Ian, was CERN the cause of that?
Yeah. Yeah, it had to stop that whole, it had to take one of those stones out that said we're only going to have 500,000 people, 500,000 people on the earth. You can't have that as a news flash. You can't print that on the church bulletin and think people are not going to notice. You can't do that. But the only way this dichotomy works is if we have 500,000, not 8 billion, 500,000. That's way worse than what we said. We said 2/3. They're saying 95% gotta go. It's like last call at the bar, Bert. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. You know.
Okay, hey, but then that sounds like that the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones was intentional then, not just something caused by someone or...
No. It's a rectification. The word was put out there by R.C. Christian. Remember, that's a pseudonym, it's not his real name, to let you know, give you heads up. It's been there since the 80s, and it was fine, I mean, it's great Georgia physician, it's like great, I mean, it takes a great deal to put this thing together, then all of a sudden a lightning bolt busts one mark of it. All right, if there's a lightning bolt so strong that it can knock the damn thing up, it blow one blade up. Why wouldn't it blow the whole thing up? Right?
Right. I mean, that was...
I mean, if it was so strong, it would eviscerate one of the panels. Well, if it's that stout, why wouldn't it knock all the panels down? It just struck the one that said there's only going to be 500 million total.
Okay, I know.
Okay, hurry up. You got to get to all of the people dropping out of office. Hurry up. You got things to do.
Okay.
Ian,
just to touch on the Georgia Guidestones. So that anonymous group that sponsored those,
That's Bob.
Okay. Then that means Bobby aliens. Aliens, right?
What do you want me to do?
Not a goddamn thing. Every time you do something, somebody wakes up with a sore butthole. You've done enough. You don't do a goddamn
thing. What did I do, Bert? What did he just say I did?
Don't do it.
Georgia Guidestones, Bob. Georgia Guidestones.
Blow him up. You blew
well,
him up.
Well, Ion did it. We did it, not CERN.
Now, whatever that means. Whatever that means. Blame it on the rain, Bob. It's the rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
We, the tactile we did it.
We, the superfluous we. Yeah, that we, the capital we. Yeah, that's the one. That's right. We, measure. All right, go ahead, Bertrand.
Okay, yeah. The announcement, the emergency broadcast, TikTok.
Yeah.
System at the Cap. Is that a distraction? Is that some form of distraction to keep people from?
No. They're telling you what's going on. That's why they're encapsulating. They're wrapping the U.S. Capitol. Have you seen the new pictures of that? They got the whole front. It's like it's degrading into itself. The hole's getting bigger. The hole is getting larger. United States Capitol?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you're saying, yeah, like that's no big deal.
What you said months ago about some form of acid that they
used
to melt the marble?
The aliens blow the hole in the stomach, bitch, and the hole's getting bigger. Yeah.
Because of what the substance they're using to blow the hole into it, okay?
Correct, yeah. Meanwhile, they got the whole thing shrined off, and then you look at the TV, and they got in there in these rooms that nobody's ever seen before. They're all in these rooms. There's nobody. Rooms after rooms after rooms. We wish that castle's the biggest deal in the whole wide world. I mean, it's like you got 10 Carnegie Halls inside this little building. It's the craziest thing ever. That nobody's ever seen before. They don't know where it is. But the Senate will come to order. It's not even the Senate. It's like crazy.
Okay, Ian, like I said at the beginning, I started arranging the TikToks based on order of curiosity. Can I bring up this, there was two TikToks related to the 2020 election. Can we speak on, can I ask the question on that or bypass it based on the audience?
No, you do. Fuck the audience. Ain't no audience. You got it. Do what you do.
Okay.
What audience? All right. What audience? Evelyn, get your pipe. Fire your roll the bowl, Evelyn. Fire your pipe off. You got it.
Okay, there were two videos. First was that there was an announcement in Australia that the Supreme Court overturned the 2020 election, and then there was some type of covert intelligence.
That's when they said. That's why they have now got all of the SCOTUS Supreme Court justices.
Yeah,
they're now under. They're being protected now. One of them is being protected by the NAVL, N-A-V-E-L.
NAVL, okay. I thought it said NATO because it's kind of mumbled it. Okay.
No, it's NAVL. That's NAVL. That's even bigger than the regular government that normally has Gorsuch and Kavanaugh.
Gorsuch
did
not reference. He didn't reference Gorsuch. He referenced.
They're all protected. Even
all
the liberal ones. Even the liberal ones, bless their hearts. Kagan. They need to kill that. They need to kill that bitch. Kill her and become, sacrifice her. Make, drain her out for something. Field dress her. But she's being protected too, so it's no big deal.
So is that also related to the other TikTok that was outlined behind the government shutdown regarding the military actions?
Yeah, but everybody knows that, Bert. See, that's not really something to ask us about, because everybody kind of gets that.
Okay, but there was some other information at the end about Abraham Lincoln.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Bring it forward, Steve.
They state that at the end, okay, they were outlining all of these military operations about holding together three branches of government, and that there's going to be some Q channels released and not everyone will be approved.
Article 14, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, they started going into history, about a history overload. Right. And then there was mentioned, who is Patrick Bouvier Kennedy, was the first question. And then they went into outlining that Abraham Lincoln was Abraham Coloni of the Drew's Brothers.
Cologne. Cologne. It's Cologne. 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 Like Cologne, like Cologne, like the place in France, Cologne.
Of the Druze bloodline from the Davidic kings, descendants of Jethro, the priests of the Median in the Bible and the Torah. Is that accurate?
That's right. That's exactly right on the money. We said that two different times. We did that, a little bit of that, when Bob was doing the Emerald Tablet with the quatrain.
Yeah, but that was the part that wasn't released. I don't remember hearing that. It's in there.
We did the Davidic tribe, that line.
Yeah, I remember Davidic tribe, but Abraham Lincoln wasn't mentioned, Ian.
Mm-hmm. But it was the, well, okay, maybe not. Maybe. Now you're connecting the dots. Okay, must be CERN.
Okay.
You're clever. You're clever. See, that's so fun. Y'all see how Bert is so innocent? He knows shit. And he still always has his hat in his hand. It's beautiful. He never pushy. He never forward. He never trying to cram something down non-physical throat hole. He embraces it at every level. That's how he's able to get shit. He knows what he's talking about.
You're saying that he canceled his black genetics, his black legacy. He just dropped being black.
Black? Who's black? You're the only black person here.
That's
Bob.
Right. Black's the color of tactility, Bob.
He's a miserable lesbian, he's a miserable black person, and he's a miserable human being because he's not human. That's our Bob. J.R. Bob Dobbs. That's right.
Information that they outlined at the end of this TikTok about Abraham Lincoln,
Mary Todd.
You outlined about Mary Todd, about, you know, was a
that's
lot of background information you gave
that's
out.
That's the outcome. That's where that power came from. It wasn't from Abe, honest Abe. He was too honest. That's one thing you can never say about Bob. You never call him honest. Don't ever refer to Bob as honest. That's ridiculous. Don't do that.
Is her name Mary Todd Lincoln? Todd?
Mary Todd. Her name is Mary Todd, and she married a Lincoln, Bob.
Okay.
She lost a son, and she became a Michael Blake Reed afterwards.
Yeah.
She was a soothsayer.
Yeah, Bert, you haven't hit the jackpot yet.
She had orgies and Ouija board experiences in the White House. It's a good thing.
Okay, I know some words you just said earlier that the power came from Mary Todd, but they were outlining that Abraham was Abraham Cologne.
Cologne.
So
that's correct. Yes.
Cologne.
And? Yeah.
Okay.
And?
Well, based on the words, this all seems it came from Abraham and not Mary Todd.
No. The Cologne aspect is what Mary Todd brought out. Because you were from the Cologne lineage, that's like being somebody from Lourdes. Where's Lourdes anywhere? It's everywhere. I'm from Lourdes. Well, that's Lourdes is everywhere. So it was the activation point. She set the normalcy to say that the Cologne power flowed through Honest Abe, who was a big drink of water, by the way.
Okay, at the end, they mentioned that two of the sons were sent to Libya. Is that a fact?
Two of the sons were sent to what?
Libya. To live. They didn't die as recorded.
No comment.
Okay. Moving right along, going back.
Oh, no, you got, no, that's too hot because see, the next thing you know, then Allison's going to want to do something different. We don't want to do that yet. We will do it, but we're not going to do it yet. So to answer that question would give her the insight to say, aha! And then she'd have the upper hand. We're going to do it, Allison. We're just not going to do it yet. Just calm the fuck up. Calm down. You're too excited. Ease off the gas, honey.
Okay, and there was a TikTok with the title Judy Note, A New Month, A New Financial Quarter, and that the International Gold-Backed BRICS Alliance of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa have rejected the fiat U.S. dollar, meaning U.S. dollar is no longer accepted for international trade. And then there were other words outlining about countries revaluing their currencies to gold back at a one-to-one.
Correct. And now what's happening? The world systems are crashing, meaning they're all, you've got a list of all the countries that are rebelling. The newest one is Albania and Sri Lanka and Macron, China, even China. Yeah, but don't talk about that one. You'll get Bob in trouble. Bob's already in the shit house rules. Bob's in the shit house rules already. So be careful. Don't step too high for a high stepper, Bert. Just don't go too far because you'll be exposed. So know what you know, but don't go too far. Go ahead. You got it.
Okay.
You know what that means? You still step too high for a high stepper. You know what that means, right? Okay, Ivy?
Yes.
Okay. That's important. So note that. Go ahead. Got it?
Okay. And there was a also a TikTok with a time traveler, and it was speaking about, the travels of Baron Trump off his underground journey. But then there was a third book, which first time I ever heard that it actually mirrors Trump's presidency.
Yes, that's right.
Now, is Trump connected to a time machine in some way?
What mirrors Trump's presidency?
The third book written by Ingersoll Lockwood.
Oh yeah.
And the third book is The Last President, and it really is coincidence. I mean, it starts in New York City, where the citizens are freaking out about an outside candidate that many hated, and he won the election.
Yeah. Right. So he got attacked in a hotel on Fifth Avenue, which is where Trump Tower was, and the whole conundrum of circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So was Ingersoll Lockwood a seer like John the the Revelator?
He was a writer, and he wrote what he saw. He was a writer, and he wrote what he saw.
Like John Patmos and Nostradamus then.
But then all of a sudden, and then the next thing you know, it's going to say, oh, okay, he's like Bob Carr, he had a little too much absinthe. We don't know quite what that meant. Are we going to wait another million years to see if the Finnegan's Wake comes true or not? See what I mean? You got to be careful. Because there's so many words that are laid in those constructs that it could all, it's kind of like a letter to Prince Charles. It really doesn't matter if there's no Prince Charles, right?
Right.
So we're waiting on Prince Charles for there to be a letter. Here's the letter! But now we're waiting on a Prince Charles to see if he shows up or not. Right?
Okay,
You'll get that in a few minutes. You'll get that in a few minutes. When we said, waiting on a Prince Charles, and everybody goes, well, goddamn, Ion, of course there's Prince Charles, for fuck's sake. He's supposed to be the King of England. What are you talking about, Prince Charles? And the next thing you know, it's like, Prince Charles? Who is that? No, Prince Charles. And it's going to be like, they don't even remember it. And they'll be like, well, there was something about it. No. Victoria? No. Mary of Tech. That's what it was. Mary of Tech. See how that shifts? Watch that. You'll have some fun with that. T-E-C-K. Tech. Mary of Tech.
Mary. What is her name? Mary.
Queen Mary.
What?
Mary of Tech.
Mary of Tech. T-E-C-H or T-C?
K. K is in Carbuncle.
Right. Just a minute, Bert. Who's that I just unmuted here?
Amy Eisenhower.
No, no, right here. I just unmuted you. We can hear you talking. Who's that?
My life.
That Angela?
My life.
Okay, back to you, Bert.
Okay, Ian.
That was a pleasant distraction, wasn't it? Did that make you more sober, Bertrand? We fought with Bob, or this would go ugly. If we didn't fuck with Bob, this would be bad. Don't you know that?
The TikTok of aliens aren't aliens, and then they named the alien in the video Skinny Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that guy. What is that? Is that Bert? No. Was that Bert?
Yeah. And this is why Carolyn laughed. That's why Carolyn laughed, because she's like, Bob's 2 stone overweight because there's no Skinny Bob anymore. He drags his gut through the door and turns sideways to get to the door with his big old gut hanging off. And she laughs at him. But it's her fault because she feeds him, but she fusses that he should be 12 pounds like she is.
Okay, Bert, maybe you got one more question?
The words disclosed in this video is saying, Skinny Bob became apparent to everyone in 2011. The footage came from the alleged KGB files. Is that authentic? That was an authentic video?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They all had reference to him. They all thought they knew him. But then in 2011, he arrived Rome the scene, and he started running the FEMA cramps. Shut down media college, shut down.
Are you talking about me, Bert? What happened in 2011?
No, I'm talking about the alien. I am speaking to you.
I know what the alien. What happened in 2011?
That this video of Skinny Bob, the alien in the video, was released to everyone on 2011. And it was from the KGB files, alleged KGB files.
Yeah, did it have something to do with me?
It was you.
Oh, okay.
It's an example of what you did. It's the example of what you did, Bob. They used
that. Is that me as I am at Alpha Centauri? That's what an Alpha Centaurian looks like?
Well, not everybody we know came out of the ass of a jackal, Bob.
Oh, yeah. That looked like a jackal, Bert, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked like a gray, what they say, with the head and everything. But
Pretty much.
So, Ian, you saying that that was Bob? Come on, now. Come on, let's...
Yes, they used that as an example of what Bob did. They didn't say it was Bob. They said Skinny Bob, but Bob's not skinny. So regular Bob, but that's an example of what Bob did. So now that they can blame it on something, they're going to blame it on Skinny Bob. Okay, then so they do. So there you go. Oops, there it is.
Okay, there was other words in there just saying that they had a photo of Bob and along with other entities. Along with the alleged craft that they were in. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
They have photos.
Sue Bone has those Polaroids and pictures in a box in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
The closest box, the highest box to the closest to the door in the garage.
Okay, so then to summarize that this file 2011 of Skinny Bob is sort of like a pictorious metaphor of what Bob actually done. Is that what you're saying, I?
Yes, that's right. That's what it says, too. It just pushes the lever. It's getting everybody ready for the new corona virus.